5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. You know, on the first Wednesday of each month, I bring in my my friend Sam Richardson from the Federation, the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. We had gotten together a number of months ago, and over a cup of coffee or 10, we said we need to do something to enhance awareness of what is happening inside the Jewish community. It's amazing, given the size of Central Virginia in general, and then our Jewish community in particular, but given the relatively small sizes, how active the Jewish community is. It's also amazing to me, and has been for a while, that there's so many of us inside that Jewish community who don't actually know about everything that's going on within the Jewish community. And so Sam and I kind of put together this idea, invited him to join us the first Wednesday of each and every month, talk a little bit about what is going on, some of the things that need to be addressed. And because the Jewish Federation is so wide, it really is all-encompassing. There are a lot of different working parts there, a lot of moving parts. And we've been bringing on some other people involved with the efforts. And I'm happy to say that's happening today. We'll chat with Sam in a little bit about what has happened since we last spoke involving Iran and things of that sort. In addition to that, there's a specific focus at the Jewish Community of Federation of Richmond on women's philanthropy, which I must confess was new to me. Dot Heffron heads that up. She's joining us. Dot, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Tell me a little bit about this focus on women's philanthropy. And are we as Jewish guys not invited, or are we supposed to just stand on the outside and look in?
Well, of course, we always look to the entire community to make the biggest impact. But women's philanthropy at the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond is where passion meets purpose. We are a multi-generational network to lead and build, strengthening Jewish life locally in Israel and around the world. From legacy giving to emergency responses, we women mobilize resources and leverage our relationships to meet the moment. And at Federation, women are not just part of the story, Jeff. We are driving the future.
Well, how are you doing that? Tell me what's going on there.
We have amazing programming that we have throughout the year. Starting in September, kind of take the summer, as most organizations do, to hit reset.
Right.
So we have a lot of really cool programs coming up. In particular, we have a young women's happy hour at a local brewery to be determined. I'll be sure to send my friend Sam with details on that one.
Okay.
We're going to have a lunch and learn series that will be throughout the year, meeting monthly. An opportunity for women or anyone who's interested to meet with local congregational rabbis and have conversations about it's called Pirkei Avot. Mm-hmm. It's the wisdom of the fathers, and to learn a little bit, go a little bit deeper into some Jewish scholarly opportunities.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Dot Heffron's joining us. She's the head of women's philanthropy over at the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. One of the things that most people, certainly within the Jewish community, and I would dare say outside the Jewish community as well, know about, they've heard about, they're somewhat aware of, L'dor V'dor. Explain to everybody the meaning of the term, and then what exactly do you do with that?
Well, the Hebrew word, a phrase rather, L'dor V'dor, means from generation to generation. And we have an annual women's philanthropy hosts an annual event. It is our signature women's event here in Richmond, where we present the Woman of Valor Award to a woman in our community who exemplifies legacy, leadership, and generational learning for our community.
How do you pick the winners?
No, that's a top secret.
Is it?
I can't tell you how the sausage is made. No. No, actually, the recipient is chosen by a group of her peers that are former Women of Valor Award recipients.
Oh, how cool.
So it's very much a it's nice. It's a sisterhood, really. It's yeah. Lovely.
Yeah. No, I love the whole idea behind that. How difficult is it to bring people in? How difficult is it to get the involvement? I mean, people hear philanthropy and you know, I mean, because you're talking to people all the time and they're going, oh man, somebody else is going to want some money. I know it. How difficult is it to get over that hurdle?
I think it's not as hard as it sounds when folks understand the value and the impact of what Federation brings to the table. It's an easy conversation, to be honest with you. My boss might be listening. I don't want to say how easy it is. Well, it really is. It's an easy conversation because people want to invest where they feel there's an impact and there's a return on that investment. And Federation has proven, that it's a worthwhile investment that, you know, creates opportunities for engagement, not just with happy hours for young women here in Richmond,
sure,
but support for families of IDF reservists who are called to duty. Supporting families in Israel who need that from their American counterparts.
Talk a little bit about what has changed since October the 7th, 2023. For some of us, I think it has rekindled a connection with our Judaism. For other folks, they've said, well, that's it. I'm not telling anybody. I don't even want to chat about it. And I'd have to think there are a lot of people sort of in the middle trying to find their footing. What's the impact been for you and other folks at the Federation?
Yeah, I think you really nailed it, Jeff. I mean, we have the whole spectrum of responses, and what we are seeing nationally and globally is in our circle, we call it the surge. Since October 7th, there has been a tremendous response from Jews in America to reengage and to reconnect, to find that comfort and meaning in community. And at Federation, we are kept busy, making sure that we have fun things for people to do. We have meaningful things for people to do, to really offer a buffet, if you will, of really great ways to engage and to learn and connect, because there is an appetite for it, to be sure.
I am so happy to hear that, because there's so many challenges. Part of it, I think, relates to geography. Some of us grew up in parts of the country where there's a much more sizable Jewish community, so it was always sort of easy. You kind of fell into it. There seems to be a real big generational component to it as well, but it does sound as if you and the team of the Federation, you've got a handle on all of it.
Well, we try. We certainly try. There's no shortage of need. Like I said, both for just our local agencies have been seeing an increase in need. JFS, the JCC, our local synagogues have needed to shore up security. We help find the grant money for that. We help provide the money for that. There's been no shortage, and we've definitely been busy, but it's really, really deeply meaningful work.
I love it. For folks who are hearing this, some for the first time, Dot, some are thinking, oh, that's Dot Heffron. Yeah, she does that philanthropy stuff for the for the Federation. Where do they go? I'm going to assume it's a website that they can get more information, some of these great events they certainly want to be part of, and hopefully some folks are listening saying, yep, I want to help out? What's the best one-stop shop?
You bet. So folks can go to jewishrichmond.org, where I hope that they will scroll down to the bottom of the page and subscribe to our newsletter if they'd like to stay connected.
Okay.
And if folks are interested in supporting either Federation, the work that we do ongoing, or to directly to the Israel Emergency Campaign, there are links for that. The Israel Emergency Campaign link can be found by going to jewishrichmond.org, clicking on Find Your Place, and then clicking on Israel and Overseas. And they'll be right there. 100% of all of the gifts made through the Israel Emergency Fund are distributed to those to help those that are affected directly.
I love it. JewishRichmond.org. JewishRichmond.org. Dot, I appreciate what you do with the Federation. I appreciate you making time for us. And we'll get the chance, I hope, to chat again soon.
I appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you so much for this time.
Absolutely. Thank you. That is Dot Heffron. She heads up Women's Philanthropy over at the Jewish Community Federation. Some great opportunities there. Again, JewishRichmond.org, JewishRichmond.org. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and well, there you have it. It's Wednesday. It's going to be a short week for most of us. I do continue to harass anybody and everybody and remind you that Friday is Independence Day. That's the holiday. You know, I got a thing about holidays, as you know. I talk about it all. Jeff, I just wanted to wish you a happy Memorial Day. Okay, don't take it the wrong way, but I'm pretty sure you're an idiot. How dare you? Well, I want us all to understand the reason. Jeff, I wish you a happy 4th. Huh? Yeah, you know, happy 4th of July. They don't have 4th of July anywhere else. Dudes and dudettes, they got, you know, 4th of July everywhere else. We have Independence Day. Oh, yeah.